Now, Mike Passarello and I go back many, many years. He was the head football coach at Firelands, and now he has a little bit of a short trek to Amherst as he takes over the Amherst Comet football program. Looks pretty good in green, I must say. So the head coach of the Amherst Comets now joins us here at the Brew Kettle to talk a little bit about Amherst football. Coach, great to see you. Congratulations.
Thank you.
What's it like coaching these guys in green and white? How are the Comets looking so far?
It's been great. It's been a pleasure to coach them. It's been a lot of fun so far. We've been getting work done, but also been having fun doing it. You know, when you hit that grind to two-a-days, and we're just changing things up, and I think the kids are still having a good time.
Now, you can look at all the film you want, and I'm sure there was a whole bevy full of film for you to take a look at, but you got to get those guys on the field. You got to see them in those scrimmage situations, in those two-a-day situations. Is there anything that you've seen that perhaps you didn't see on film? Is there anything that's kind of opened your eyes once you saw them in practice or game situations?
Yeah, I mean, you know, you hear things or people give their opinions, and, you know, you want to see it live. You want to see them go out there on the practice field and in the scrimmages and seven-on-sevens. And we've been pleasantly surprised with how they're competing and how they're coming together as a team. And I really like what they're doing with sticking together. And we've had some nice surprises on both sides of the ball, working for playing time.
Well, let's talk about some of the young men that you'll be coaching this fall. Give us some key players for this Amherst Comet football team this year.
Well, offensively, I think it's going to run through Kenny Scaglioso, who's a returning running back. He's got he could be a special one.
That's an understatement.
And looking forward to seeing him run the ball. Matt Lee returns at center for us, and he's a three-year starter, just voted captain this past week. And those are the two that really helped build the foundation. And then Devin Holmes out at wide receiver, who's a big target at 6'5", 215.
Now, you had a great running back over at Firelands by the name of Nick Denny, who's coming back for Coach O'Rourke this year. Do you do different things with Kennedy Scaglioso, or will your offensive concepts be the same? Talk a little bit about that. Not to compare the two, but just do you coach them differently, or do you run different schemes?
Well, I think, you know, I would say we're doing about 70% of what we've done at Firelands. Kennedy has a little bit of a different skill set, and we want to put different schemes in and different concepts to maximize his ability. So just what we did with Nick, but it's a different way.
Mike, the SWC, a nine-game league schedule, so you're out of the frying pan and into the fire in an awful big hurry, and while all these coaches in the SWC are great, none of them are going to give you the opportunity to grow up here. Tell me what you're going to do to be ready for week two.
I mean, we've been preparing all offseason, watched a ton of film. We know it's going to be a grind week in and week out, and, you know, the kids know that too. And, you know, you can't come out there and not be ready to play every Friday night in this conference. I mean, you've got to bring your A game.
Mike, with a big back, do you come out and try and control the line of scrimmage and maybe control the clock a little bit so you get a feel for this team as the season goes on, or is it something different? Are you going to spread the field and try to open some lanes for him? How are you going to go about it offensively this year?
Well, I think we plan on doing both. I think depending on our opponent, depending on the game plan, I do think we have the ability to either control the clock or spread it out and get the ball out in space. So.
You mentioned Kennedy Scaglioso, terrific running back, so you kind of know what you have there offensively. Let's flip to the other side, defensively. Talk a little bit about what the Comets will look like and some things you're putting in place for the Comets on the defensive side of the football.
Well, defensively, I think it starts up front with Matt Lee, our nose tackle, and it also with Hunter Parker at safety. Those two kids are returning, and it's going to be the 3-4 scheme that has been run in the past, but there's going to be some sprinkles from what we did at Firelands. So with that being said, you know, it's going to be the base 3-4, and kids are still going to fly the football, still expected to do their job, but just a couple scheme things here or there.
I know you scrimmaged Lorraine. Talk a little bit about what you've seen with your team in the scrimmages so far.
Was very happy with the kids coming out, being physical. We kind of set that goal of we wanted to be the most physical team going into that scrimmage, and you know, the kids responded. They did a nice job, and we just got to keep that physical style of play that we want to, and the kids are starting to buy into it and keep moving forward with it.
Mike, you know, a lot of good quarterbacks graduated out of this league last year. So defensively, do you maybe come up with a little bit different scheme to come after some quarterbacks early to maybe make some things happen defensively? Connor Malloy's one of the veterans back, but, you know, Crum's gone and Pappas is gone and some of the other kids, some pretty good quarterbacks have left this league. So do you take a little bit different approach to it? Are you going to try and put some pressure on teams and on their quarterbacks?
Well, I think defensively, I mean, we're going to play an attacking style anyways. And, you know, whether it's a quarterback or whether we're trying to stop the run game, I mean, we're going to attack. And there's so many good players in this conference. I think you're forced that you got to play the attack style. You definitely can't just sit back and hope.
The opener always brings about a unique set of nerves, a unique set of butterflies. Is the opener, as the new head coach, the leader of a football program, does that bring a different set of anxiety that perhaps you didn't feel for previous openers over at Firelands?
Oh, definitely. I mean, you're always going back, checking to make sure you got everything done, making sure that, you know, what are the procedures there, or, you know, how is the pregame and everything like that. And definitely the butterflies are in a different way, but once the kickoff starts, it's football and it's time to coach.
All in all, how do you feel about this team with the opener 11, 12 days away, whatever it is? How do you feel about this team?
I really like where we're headed. We've done some really nice things. We've got some things to improve on. But overall, really excited to see where we're going to go from here. It's been a good start, and I think that the coaching staff and the kids are buying into what we're trying to do offensively and defensively.
So what will define a successful year?
What will define a successful year is wins and as many as we can get, and also still continuing to change that culture of what we want with the team family atmosphere.
Do you see that happening? The second part, the culture, the atmosphere?
Yes, I do. You see glimpses, and there's been more consistent glimpses now, and it's nice to see, and we hope to keep moving forward with it.
Now, you had to like that the show was here tonight. I mean, what time did you practice?
We practiced at 1:30, so I just kind of sat in the field house waiting to see you.
What was the last time you heard that, Tim?
Yeah. Wow. You sat in the field house waiting to see me.
Yep.
It's been a long off season, hasn't it, Mike?
Yeah, it's been a long.
That was the best line of the night.
You got to get out more, Mike.
Yeah. Well, I was looking forward. I was looking forward to seeing you too,
yeah.
Coach. No, in all seriousness, congratulations on landing the gig here at Amherst. I know you're excited about it. The SWC, as Tom said, it brings rugged competition. But if you're a competitor, you got to love that, right?
Yeah, definitely. And that's what we're trying to get across. We're going to compete every play, good or bad. And that's how you're going to win football games in this conference.
There you go. Good luck this year. I know we've got the game next Friday on WEOL.com. So right out of the bat, we'll get you covered. And I'm sure we'll talk to you a few times, not only through the year on the forecast, but on that Saturday morning show as well.
All right. Sounds good.
Thanks, Mike.
Thank you.
Appreciate you stopping by. Mike Passarello, who was waiting 4.5 hours to see me. Yes, Coach Passarello. He was in the field house at 1:30. He waited 4.5 hours. Tommy, my wife doesn't wait 4.5 hours.
Saying right now, why? Your wife is saying why.
Right.
Just listen. Good luck, Mom.
You say, Tom, it's not worth the wait. Really, it isn't. Oh, my goodness. That was good. All right, Mike Passarello, the head coach of the Amherst Comets. And, again, before we take the break, he's got a great running back in Kennedy Scaglioso. Something tells me the folks on the Nick Abraham Saturday Sports Wrap-Up, we're going to be talking about that name a lot.
He's
that
a load.
Young man
very
is special.
Physical runner, very physical runner. He's a load.